Proclamation number 7504 of 21st of January, 1960. Final stage of embodiment. The process of return requires endless times and often several periods of redemption are necessary before the spiritual being is so far advanced that it can embody itself as a human being for the lost course on this earth. No human being is aware of what it means for him to be allowed to dwell on earth as a human being. He is not aware that this short time is the final stage of his course of development, that then the course over earth can be completely finished for him, if he does not completely fail and plunge into deepest darkness again in free will. The latter is the great danger which, however, no human being has to fear who seriously strives to fulfill God's will. For the latter is protected from the fall, and he ends his earthly life in a certain degree of maturity which ensures his ascent in the spiritual kingdom. And no matter how small his degree of light may be, if he has only come so far that he is in contact with God, then he need not fear death either, because then he will no longer hopelessly fall back into darkness. Thus, it only requires goodwill to live pleasing to God, to belong to Him and to live his earthly life according to His commandments. And the danger is averted to be bound in the creations for endless times again and to languish in darkness, as was his lot long before. You humans cannot appreciate the duration of your ascent, and you would be horrified if you could grasp what torments lie behind you. But you have had to go through it, and you shall be saved from such a course again. That is why again and again this time is brought before your eyes when you are in ascent development. But it will not and cannot be proven to you because of your freedom of will. And yet you should at times remember that it is eternity for you, which lies behind you, and that you have arrived shortly before the aim. And with eagerness you should seek to reach the last aim, and this goodwill alone will help you to do so. For your will be assessed as it is directed during your earthly lifetime, and your state of soul will be in accordance with it at the end of your life on this earth. It is only a short period of time that you live on this earth as a human being, and you could truly reach your aim in this short time. Yet fierce temptations approach you, for again and again the earthly world pushes itself forward and seeks to induce you to attach your senses to matter and now to direct your will wrongly so that it departs from the actual aim and only strives for that which belongs to the world. And this is the great danger for man, to be drawn back to matter, which he had long since overcome. And the danger is that the human being will become matter again. That his soul will fall into a state which had long been considered overcome and which dates back eternal times. And only a rightly directed will can avert this danger. The human being has to fight against the temptations of the earthly material world. He only ever has to look for God and long for him, and he will direct his will correctly and live on earth as it is God's will and thereby also safely reach his aim. After this earthly life he will be able to enter the spiritual kingdom, his soul will be free from every material external form, and then it will also be able to ascend further and attain beatitude in the kingdom of light. For it has worked its way up from the abyss, and then it will also eternally remain in light and freedom and be able to work full of strength for all eternity. Amen.